guys, it's Bachelor Nation Weekly for the week of November 13th. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now,
let's start twerking.
Yeah,
I
live.
Wait a minute. Yes! Get it! That was amazing. I told Sterling she got a twerk. She did it. Hey guys, this is Bachelor Nation Weekly for the week of November 13th. I'm your host, Sterling Cates. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates. And to my left,
what's up, guys?
Hey, girl, hey.
I'm your host, Christine Alexis. You guys can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with three E's. You already know.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me all over at Renee Ariel. And if you've also been loving Reputation by Taylor Swift, tweet at me and let me know your favorite song.
Nah. Who's playing right now?
Yeah, right? Nerd? Does not sound like Taylor Swift to me. Obviously, Christina and I had choice of the music this week. So.
Yay!
God, that song just gives me life every time.
I like it.
I love it.
It does. And Jeff likes it in the booth, too, so that was good to learn today.
I love it. Oh, sorry. I just came in so real hot. That did come in. That's how much I love the song.
Like our video if you like that song.
I loved it. Yes.
Thumbs up. Subscribe.
Yeah, and tweet us. Let us know at 5 stars. Okay.
And follow us on Instagram.
Okay, anyway, let's get into Bachelor Nation this week. We've got a few stories going on. We'll start off with Rachel and Brian. So Brian has officially moved to Dallas. We talked a couple weeks ago about they might be moving to LA or whatever, but he just got his chiropractic license in Texas.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called. So it sounds like they're going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was revealed in their interview with ET a couple of days ago. And, you know, they kind of joked that he's just all in. Like, he really just was like, all right, I'm going to just quit everything and move to where you are, which is really sweet.
It. Yeah, I like that, too.
I like that he didn't do a flip from, like, where he was all in the season. It didn't change once he already got her. Sure. I love that he's still putting in as much effort as he was when he was really trying to win her heart against, like, 29 other guys.
Yeah, and it sounds like, so they wanted a winter wedding next year, and then it was fall, and then Rachel in that interview was like, maybe in the spring. Yeah.
Next is going to be Vegas, like, this weekend.
Right, exactly. Imagine. She did say she just wanted a bachelorette party, so maybe they will do something small, although they said they were open to a TV wedding. I feel like they will do a TV wedding. You don't think so?
No, I did, but I think that they'll pass on the TV wedding, but definitely get their own spin-off reality TV show.
Okay.
I think that's what's next for them.
Ooh. I feel like they might do a TV wedding. I'm thinking TV wedding. I think especially if they're still kind of, I mean, I think they honestly have to. I think it's in your contract that if you get married within a certain amount of time, you have to do a TV wedding or something like that, isn't it? I think it's something weird like that because I've noticed when they do TV weddings, it's sooner rather than later, right?
I don't know.
I think
maybe
you could still opt out, though. I don't know.
You can probably
that's
opt out. I don't know. If you guys know, let us know in the comments below. Let us know.
I'd rather see a Caitlin and Sean show, like a ongoing show, and
same.
Then a Rachel and Brian wedding.
Yeah.
I love Caitlin and Sean. Like, still to this day, I love seeing their Snapchats. Yes. Whereas I feel like a lot of bachelor couples, they just kind of get boring to me. Like, I don't really care anymore. But I still care so deeply about Caitlin and Sean.
And now she's in New York for the Broadway show the Christmas Broadway show that she's going to be in. And it looks like she's there by herself in her little New York apartment. But
cute.
I bet he'll be visiting soon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so in other news, Vanessa Grimaldi has a new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. It's a Canadian hockey player. His name's Brendan Gallagher. He's 25.
Ooh. How old is she?
30.
Cougar. No, I'm just kidding. That's definitely not being a cougar at all.
It's interesting, though, because Nick was 36.
Yeah.
And so that's a huge age difference between her fiance versus...
I feel like they're probably more mature in Canada, no?
Even though he's younger than her exes, he probably acts like such a man, so...
He's probably more mature than Nick. I don't know if that's... Yeah. but, yeah, I mean, we'll see how that goes. Her rep did confirm it, saying it's very new and they're cute together, so that's how you know it's real.
The fact that they confirmed it, it's so interesting to me that, like, people care about Vanessa, who she's dating outside of the Bachelor community. Like, we understand why people care so much about Wells, because Wells is dating Sarah Hyland,
yeah,
who's great on Modern Family, and it's like so like wow, how did this happen? But it's so interesting to me that we like this was that she's dating someone, but they had like a rep confirm that right. they're dating, and that's like in the news. You know what I mean?
She's right. still part of the franchise, and true. It's there's you know Canadian Bachelor, like it's still probably big news for right. them.
Right, and I was gonna say, I mean, he's a professional hockey player. Yeah. It's not like true. He's a nobody. Professional athlete.
I don't know sports, so to me, he plays a game.
Oh, just nobody, just someone. You know.
Sports. What is that?
No, like, you're by yourself on that one.
So, just so you guys know, I'm going to mansplain this real quick.
Hockey
is the one. They actually play it on ice, and they're wearing like skates. Have you, you know, figure skating during
yeah,
the Olympics?
Yeah,
so
that thing.
It's
yeah,
like hockey. Guy figure skaters, but they're actually playing a sport. So they, you guys, I'll explain it later. After
they don't
the
dance.
Show.
Okay,
no dancing.
Still looks really later. Confused. So might need to explain that one after the show a little more.
Oh my god.
Okay, and then Emily Maynard had her fourth child. And they're looking, they still don't have a name for him.
Yeah. How long has he been alive?
That was a weird
today?
Thing.
Before
I think it was yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
Some of the people.
On Sunday. And her husband, Tyler Johnson, wasn't from the franchise. They got married after. But her oldest is 12 years old. And aww. She had her daughter when she was on the show. And then ever since she's had three kids with her new husband, Tyler. And yeah, what were the name options they were looking at?
Some people suggested Walker.
Oh, people Truett, are suggesting this.
Yeah. Luke, Parker, Jack, and Leo.
2017, you guys. Aww. Honestly, I wouldn't know what to name the kid either. After like three kids, what do you, what's left?
Those are like a name out of my head. You already used your favorite ones first. You might as well leave it up to public opinion at this point.
Right? You guys decide. You'll see it on social media every day anyway.
Yeah, like. Seriously. I wonder what they'll go with. What do you guys vote for on that? Do you have any preferences? Do we have to choose out of those options?
I like Jack and Leo.
I do too. They're like basic, but they're still pretty cute.
Yeah, like Jack is like a cute guy name. Mm-hmm. I feel.
Yeah, I like those.
What was the first one? Parker. I like that one.
Walker.
I feel like Jack and Leo is just because Titanic. Because
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Jack and Leo. You can't go wrong.
You really can't.
Truett. I've never heard that name.
Truett.
That has to be Truett.
The last name is Johnson. So I feel like that's pretty basic. You can
Johnson's a last name.
Well, now that I think about that, I don't like Walker as much because Walker Johnson sounds like two last names.
That's fair.
Wait. Oh, they're oh my gosh! Johnson. I thought Johnson was. Oh yes, I just thank you. Walker Johnson does sound like two last names. You're right.
Jack Johnson.
Their other kids' names are Gibson Kyle, who's 11 months old, and Jennings Tyler, who is two.
It's a mouthful.
But you know what?
Jennings Johnson.
That's a lot. I feel JJ. Like, but if his name was Walker, then if The Walking Dead still exists in several years, he could be on the after show and be Walker's Walking Dead.
You just
after show
really planned that out for him. Hopefully, he goes the podcast route. well, congratulations to them. More Bachelor babies, more Bachelor Nation. Just guaranteeing the franchise will live on forever and never go anywhere. Vanessa's got a new boo. Emily's got a new baby. Rachel's
a new boo, a new babe,
boo baby, whatever. Okay. Anyway, so Mike Fleiss has been announcing more and more Winter Games contestants that are going to be on the show. So Peter still isn't confirmed.
Yeah, still question mark.
Although I feel like he will be on it. For
this
sure.
just reminds me of the days where we thought he was going to be Bachelor, and we're like, I'm sure he will be, and then he wasn't. Peter, are you going to be on the Winter Games or not? You broke our heart once. If you're gonna do it again, just let us know.
Speaking of that, Rachel brought that up in that interview.
She did,
and she said she thought it was going to be Peter.
No, she didn't. She knew she sabotaged his chances on the show.
I was gonna say if she had anything to say about it, we know how she felt. But yeah, she kind of, she was like, well, Ari's not related to any of us in any way, so it'll be fun to watch it as an outsider. You know what I mean? She doesn't know him at all.
Yeah, whatever your reasons are.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, she did
say. It sort of seems like she's not here for the right reasons.
It truly doesn't.
She's like said multiple times though that she's like, I didn't want any of my top three to be like The Bachelor. I'm like, dang, way to like.
Yeah, but that's
true. She's on Eric and like.
Right? Like, these people, you know, you were the Bachelorette. What if Nick was like, no, I don't want my top three to be... she was top three. I don't want my top three to be a Bachelorette. I'm going to sabotage your chances of getting some great hair bunny gummies. What are they called?
Sugar bear hair gummies. That's a good name for it.
I think the FabFitFun box comes first.
Yeah, right.
Then that one. Then you do HelloFresh. You know, it
guys,
just keeps going.
I learned what they all like use. So there's these sites for influencers. I had no idea. There's legit sites that you sign up for that if you have a certain amount of following and an average of likes, you can start getting deals. I know Jeff loves this story. You can start getting deals for like all of like the FitFabFun and the companies contact you. That's probably where they all
Hold
are,
on.
Including Robbie.
Hold on. You sign up for the site.
You
and
sign
then
up.
They check how many followers you have.
And that's how you get the deals. And you have to have a certain amount to even be on the site or be checked or even have companies check you. I know. So that's how Robbie got started. If you're wondering how he has his very successful career as influencer,
an Instagram influencer.
Probably one of these
probably
sites.
Probably has a stake in that company.
Seriously, at this point, what's the minimum amount of followers you have to have?
It's not
Asking
just followers.
For
yeah. Just like, guys, follow me at Sterling. No, I'm just kidding.
No, the followers aren't the problem. It's like 3,000 followers, but for likes, you have to have a minimum or an average of 500 likes on every photo.
Gotcha.
So that's
that
where it gets
sense.
You.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Not that
I... Did you guys see that meme that was like, I think it was on Sarah Foster's Instagram, but it was like, just because someone doesn't follow you on Instagram doesn't mean they don't follow you on Instagram because, you know, people like
right?
guys follow you.
True. We know that. We all probably know that's true.
Right? They don't like
Very
your
true.
Stuff, but they're still looking
all
around.
Creepy.
Okay, so
honest.
For these dum-dums, ghost following, help me out. For the old engaged guy back in the booth.
Well, it's people who, like, follow what you do on social media and kind of essentially stalk you on social media. They're seeing everything you post, but they never like or they
don't
never
leave a
comment.
Trace.
They don't leave a trace.
Oh, because if
or
you're
maybe
public,
sometimes they don't even follow you. They just go yeah. to your page a bunch.
Gotcha,
if
gotcha.
They're smart, they won't leave a trace. If they don't know Instagram, they may watch your story with their own account and you'll see it. But if you're smart, you'll make a fake account and watch their story. Or have a friend do it. Duh.
If you're like Renee, then you would do that. Okay, so back to the Winter Games. Luke Pell is confirmed, according to Mike Fleiss's
of course he is.
Twitter. Did we talk about this last week that Catherine and Sean are expecting another baby? That is aside from the...
So many babies.
The wow, Winter Games. But that's so exciting.
That is very exciting.
So their son, Samuel, there he is.
Aww.
Such a cutie.
Oh,
so cute. But yeah, so she's pregnant again and that's super exciting because they're like one of the only success stories from The Bachelor. So
that's
like
real
keep
cute.
It going. Okay, so anyway, back to The Bachelor, the Winter Games. I keep getting distracted off that. I'm just following Mike Fleiss's Twitter right now, and it literally every tweet is just like, making a huge announcement regarding Bachelor Winter Games tomorrow. And then the next tweet is, making a huge announcement. Okay, where's the announcement? Okay, so one of the Bachelors from New Zealand, his name's Jordan Mauger, M-A-U-G-E-R, I'm guessing, and he's going to be on it, but... What's interesting about him is that it came out after that he literally flipped a coin when cameras weren't around to decide his final winner.
Oh my God, Sterling. When I read that, I was like, no. You're not serious.
I thought they were kidding.
I just really wish that was on camera.
I know.
Me too.
That would have been TV gold.
They are supposed to film everything. How could they miss this?
It says that he said on the spinoffs podcast called The Real Pod in New Zealand that he admitted a year after his season ended, he said, the first helicopter was waiting and the producer said, who are they putting in it? So I flipped a coin. So,
wow.
Are you kidding me?
Needless to say, that relationship didn't work out.
What?
Seriously?
And so the girl's name was Fleur. Is it
Fleur?
Is that how you say it? F-L-E-U-R.
Fleur.
That means Fleur. Flower in French.
Yeah, Verhoeven. So there wasn't even a proposal, and they ended up breaking up just a couple of days after the end of the finale aired.
They probably broke up right when they cut the lights off. We didn't know about it.
They were smart. They'd wait a few months.
Right? So, yeah, that obviously didn't work out, but I feel like he's going to be a character to have on this show if he literally
I think he'll be like the villain almost.
Maybe.
Unless he like grew up. Which will be unfortunate.
Do you guys know if he asked a Magic 8 Ball whether or not he should go on the Winter Games or not?
It sounds like that would be
yes.
a surprise.
He probably flipped a coin.
We'll probably see it in his ITMs.
Okay, another person that has been confirmed is from Bachelor Canada, or Bachelorette Canada. Yeah. He was on Bachelorette's first season in Canada. His name's Kevin Wendt. And so it seems like there wasn't anything like
cute.
Super interesting.
Some of his pictures were cute.
Got a little bit of a long hairdo happening.
He's not really my type.
He's not my type, but like he has a nice build, like definitely athletic enough for the show.
Well, clearly, so he was the final. He was the final contestant on Bachelorette Canada. Obviously, they broke up as well, but they broke up 5 months.
Oh, not in that photo. Forget it.
After, yeah, does he still have that haircut?
Yeah, no. I saw a different photo of him.
He'd be like an extra couple points if he got a haircut. That was good.
Does he not look like Tom Brady? Like
he does a little bit.
Tom is anyone Brady, else but seeing like that? Edited, like kind of stretched out up, like something's different. You know what I mean?
So this breakup doesn't seem super dramatic. Now that I've done some research, what happened?
We were just
talking about Tom Brady.
Yes,
I love Tom Brady.
So I don't really know what this guy's going to bring to the table.
Yeah,
but he lives in Toronto.
Yeah,
they had a super amicable breakup. So.
Well, as far as we know.
Oh, he's a Navy veteran.
Yeah, he's a firefighter now.
Turned fireman.
Wow.
Kind of cool.
And does he have a daughter? No. That's wrong. Don't listen to that. He's an uncle. Got it.
Speaking of daughters, is Amanda going on Winter Games? Do you think she will?
Maybe. I guess I wouldn't be really surprised.
Is Christina confirmed for Winter Games, too?
I don't think so. Okay, so let's continue down the list.
I read that somewhere, but I could be wrong.
So, Jordan. So, Mike Fleiss just tweeted a few hours ago. He said, big news.
Of course. Always big.
CC will be competing for Love and Glory at the Bachelor Winter Games, and I'm pretty sure that's Claire Crawley, which should be interesting. She's always pretty dramatic. So that would be interesting.
You're competing for love and to win. So is there supposed to be just like international romance? Like I'm just so curious how this is all going to play out.
He also tweeted and Big Ben. And I don't know who that is. Unless
Ben
it's Ben Higgins?
Ben Z probably.
Ben Z has a girlfriend.
Oh. Yeah, he does. It probably would be Ben Higgins because if Peter does it and they do it.
True. Have they ever called Ben Higgins Big Ben? So the other Bens are Ben Flashnick or whatever his name is. He was a bachelor.
I would not call him Big Ben.
Mm-mm. And then Ben Scott was on Bachelorette season 9. And then there's way too many other Bens, I guess.
Yeah, Ben's a very common name. That's another baby name that they could take. Ben.
What if your boo Blake K?
Oh my god, Blake K, where you been? I've been thinking about you.
Why
not really? No.
Asian Blake, who was eliminated like right away, Sterling was like in love with.
He just didn't get a fair chance.
The better Blake.
I know, the better Blake, for
real.
Oh my
god,
real.
By far.
Okay. Is that Blake?
So that's pretty much it, according to... Yeah, hey, where are you...
Aloha!
Okay, so that's pretty much it, according to Mike's Twitter, that's been announced so far.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget, honestly, about all of the other Bachelor franchises around the world.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish we heard more about them.
I feel like we will now.
Yeah, we will now. After I think this is a great way to bring them all together.
And a great way to break them all up from the start.
Yeah.
International romance, you're already setting them up for failure.
Yeah, that's
Let's
true.
Be honest.
I mean.
I wonder how many people they'll get total.
I don't know. Because they typically, on the show, they'll have like 30 people competing. I wonder, will they have an even number or an odd number?
Also, like, how fast is this show supposed to go? Like, is it an elimination every week? Like, what's the setup like? You know what I mean? And considering the time that it's airing, remember we were trying to figure out between when Ari season starts and... when Ari season starts, plus the Winter Games broadcast, plus, you know, so I'm curious,
so
like,
much.
How long is it supposed to be? How quick is it going to move? You know, that'll kind of help us determine, like, where they're going to start.
Yeah, I want to know, Bachelor Nation.
Any logistics.
Let us know. Heather Baker in the chat, thanks for tuning in. Hey, girl.
Hey.
She wants Daniel to be on the games. So I could see him coming back for sure.
He's really cold. Because he takes off his shirt a lot. And, like, you can't do that.
Where are they doing it?
Somewhere cold. It's a winter games, I would assume. Unless they're, like, Winter Games on an island.
Really cold.
He will.
Wisconsin or something.
You know the producers are going to be like, okay, you have to wear your Canadian Speedo.
Nova Scotia.
And
they're
he's
going
like,
to Nova Scotia. Scotland, maybe.
Oh, that's going to be cold.
But couldn't you see them, though, like in the most bachelor way, being like, we know it needs to get hot, hot, hot. So oh, these Winter Games are in Tahiti. Or
you're
something like
right.
that.
I can
already picture the promos.
I can 100% see that.
It's too funny.
Pretty much they're going to go wherever it's cheapest to film.
I just can't wait until
Atlanta.
I can't wait until there's promos. I'm going to live for the promos. I can't wait.
It's gonna be better than Ari's promo.
It's gonna be happening so soon. We're already like a month and a half away from
For
Ari's
real.
Season,
guys,
Ari's premiere.
Oh my gosh!
Thanksgiving
crazy?
Is like tomorrow.
Wait, guys, what do you think his thing will be? Like, you know how it was like, it's raining, Ben. Holla, wasn't that his?
Didn't
and then
they already,
Nick's...
they already dropped a promo.
Did they?
Yeah,
with
he was
song?
Like a race driver.
I'm on it.
What
guys.
Was the song though? Are you ready for it? Bam,
bam, maybe. Bam.
Watch it be that. I
yeah,
swear.
Let's choose the cheesiest.
ABC has been loving. Well, I don't know what deal they have with TGIT, but they've been using every T-Swizzle song out and like promoting her like crazy. So I would not be surprised because I'm thinking it's something with the network.
Well, Taylor Swift loves Shondaland because of Grey's Anatomy.
Girl, she took 7 minutes out of Scandal.
Yeah,
for
right.
This. We were like, Scandal.
Fast forward.
Scandal.
Speaking of,
Switch.
Just a little shameless plug right now. We'll have a guest on from How to Get Away with Murder this week on Thursday, so you should watch
Yay.
That after show. And I'm not going to tell you who it is because it's a surprise.
And watch mine too. For
and
Scandal.
You can watch Scandal with Christine with three E's. They're at the same time though, so you should tune into mine.
You know
first.
She has a guest, so you know have two tabs open. I don't
okay.
know what to tell you.
Shameless plug is over now. Jeff, was there the promo for that? Do we know what song was in it?
I am looking right now.
Okay.
I'll keep looking.
Cool. In the meantime, I'm going to pull up the game.
Yay!
Yay!
So, as you guys know, I've been kind of experimenting with the game because...
Making it
because
harder.
Because there's only so many bios out there and I don't want to bore you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is basically just pretty much generic trivia. Bachelor.
Okay.
And let me see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, perfect. So we're going to do best out of 7.
Okay.
And let me know whenever you're ready.
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 Okay.
I'm not going to lose again.
Okay. Which bachelor couple is not still together? Oh.
I couldn't find the promo. This is our game music.
Yeah, this is perfect. This is exactly what I wanted. Okay, so Trista and Ryan, Bob and Estella, Ashley and JP, or Catherine and Sean? Which couple is not together?
I don't even know.
I'm going to go with B.
I'm going to go with Bob and Estella.
That's right.
Yay!
That was mine, too.
Yeah.
We both got one. It just sounded so off the wall.
Okay. What's the name of the contestant who has been the runner-up on 2 seasons of The Bachelorette? Ben Higgins, Nick Vile, Josh Murray.
Nick Vile.
Or Sean Booth.
Nick Vile.
Nick Vile.
Okay, that's right. Which former Bachelor made an appearance during JoJo Fletcher's premiere episode? Which former Bachelor made an appearance during JoJo Fletcher's premiere episode?
I'm going to let Christine guess first once you list them.
A, Bob Guinea. B, Chris Soules. C, Jake Pavelka. Or D, Sean Lowe. Bob, Chris, Jake,
I think it was Chris.
Or Sean?
Chris Soules, no.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Say them one more time.
Bob, Chris, Jake, or Sean?
On the first episode?
Time's up.
Chris.
Wrong.
Coffee
Jake. Jake?
Cat.
Dang
Jake.
It! I was... Okay.
Okay.
We both got it wrong.
Is Chris Harrison married?
No.
Yes.
No.
He's not?
Mm-mm.
I thought he had kids.
He does. He got divorced last
year. Oh.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Who was the second ever Bachelorette? Trista Rynn, Jillian Harris, Meredith Phillips, or Caitlin Bristow? Trista, Jillian, Meredith, or Caitlin?
Trista.
Second ever Bachelorette.
I'm going to say Trista.
Meredith.
Meredith.
Dang it!
Trista was the first.
Okay.
What's the score?
4-2.
All right.
We're so close.
Okay. What was the first ever Bachelor's name? A, Travis Stork. B, Alex Michael. C, Matt Grant. Or D, Ben Flashnick. I don't know how to say that. Flashnick? Okay, Travis, C. Alex, Matt, or Ben? First Bachelor.
C, Matt.
C?
No, it's B, Alex.
I knew she'd copy me if I answered confidently. Again, like, C.
Okay, last question.
Well, I just know he was a Bachelor twice.
Oh, my God.
Who?
The guy that was the first Bachelor was the same, right? The guy
no.
That was
not Alex.
Who was the guy that was a Bachelor twice?
Brad.
Brad! I was looking for a Brad common Womack. Name.
He That's was like number is. Something and number 15.
Yeah. Something and 15.
Okay. Which Bachelorette rejected the proposals from both of her final two contestants? Which Bachelorette rejected the proposals from both of her final two? JoJo, Jillian, Jen, or Meredith? JoJo, Jillian, Jen, or Meredith?
Jillian.
Jillian.
Jen. Jen Sheft. She rejected both. Anyway, what was the final score?
4-2. We didn't score at all.
You guys should totally brush up on your Bachelor trivia.
I mean, I still win.
Yeah, you still win. Renee has to take a shot.
I have to take so many shots, so you guys.
Many shots.
This is like, up, like 3 shots college.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, did you guys see anything else happening this week?
No, just Wells and Sarah being super cute all over the social medias. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. I did find the promo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So this is the most recent. This is it's labeled Bachelor Halloween Promo. I'm going to pull it up.
Oh, I've seen this one.
And just so you know, for those who are listening on the podcast, there is a video component online that you can also tune into. If you're smart, you'll listen to both.
Mm-mm.
All right. Here is the Halloween promo.
This Halloween, there's only one question.
Trick or me?
Oh, come on.
Watch Ari's new season of The Bachelor this January on ABC.
What song is this?
Oh, that laugh.
Do you just laugh at the end? You only make someone laugh if they have a cute laugh.
That was painful.
Was that supposed to be like a Joker laugh for Halloween?
I think that was, like, his actual laugh, and I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of it on The Bachelor.
I will say, I think he looks cuter there than he does in the old pictures that they always pull up.
It's a promo for The Bachelor. He's wearing makeup. There's editing. Of course he looks cuter. If he didn't, I'd be concerned.
How do you guys feel about Trick or Me as a slogan?
No.
Honey, I don't like
you're
it.
You're not even a snack. You're not a treat. None of that.
I would just say treat.
The headline is, Ari is the kissing bandit.
Oh, the kissing bandit.
That's
what he was known for. He was very
they always on his made season. Out. Yeah.
Let's also be honest, like, there's been years and years of The Bachelor. They're running out of ideas for promos. Okay?
This you know season. What I mean?
The most dramatic season ever.
I'm gonna find that drop and make sure that I put it on our soundboard.
Yes. That is like the most iconic.
Shout out to everyone in the chat that's playing along with the games when we play. That's so fun.
Did everyone else Cute. Beat me?
I'm pretty sure anyone else that played beat
got
you.
It.
Everyone got else.
You know.
Okay, any other news and gossip, guys, that you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
No.
No? All right, well, can the people find you, guys?
Oh, lovely. You guys can find me. You guys can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
And you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter. And check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will be back next Monday. Until then, you can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
This is drama. This whole is drama.